it's not so much, we're not the biggest band in the world, we're not the smallest band in the world, but I think we're up on the top five, we're most touring band in the world, that's for sure. And it's nothing that we really try to set out for, it's just the nature of this band, you know. We always said, and I always said, the day that we start looking at our past, or sit around a round table going, well, we need another Ace of Spades, we need another Overkill, we need another Sacrifice, that day it's over. And then we're just going to be a bad copy of our own legend, if you want, or that is going to kill us. This album is a reflection of, I would say, last year in general, you know, touring, camaraderie, fun or terrible, or, you know, disappointments, anything is going to be a small reflection in this album. And this album has been the smoothest record to write, record, mix, and do. Out of all the albums I've been with Motorhead now, which is, well, the 10th record, I think, so it's unbelievable. But that I give credit to. Last year was a very good year for us. You cannot think of that. You got to do your own thing. And if you do it, and you do it truthfully, the way Motorhead is doing it, they feel it. They know it, and they feel it. This is not bogus. We're not sitting here pretending this, you know? You can be as tough and badass and motherfucker and all this as you want, but when you're on stage, you get undressed. You're fucking naked up there, and that's where you actually show your true color, you know? So when we go back to this record now that is coming out, I can say almost the same thing, that this album for us has turned, is a very good album for us. It's a very up-tempo, very, I can't say happy record because it's not, but it's more a positive album. It's an up-tempo, more Motorhead to me than what we did last record. That was not so much Motorhead to me, that was more a moody Motorhead, you know, and this is more back in the saddle, I'd say.